Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Throughout the month of November, I believe we're invited as a church to pause and to remember. Yesterday we began with the Feast of All Saints, and we remember all those that went before us that show us a witness of fidelity in Christian life, of people who strive after God and in do that find holiness and call us and pray for us so that we too can find that. And of course, in our secular culture, towards the end of the month, we celebrate Thanksgiving, and in that we are called to remember God's blessing, the many ways in which God has poured out his blessing upon us as a people, and to, in recalling that, to celebrate that, and to be people of gratitude. The month always ends with the conclusion of our liturgical year in the celebration of Christ the King, and in celebrating that, to remember who is our origin and who it is that we're going to find rest in. That Christ indeed is our beginning and our end, everything that we desire and all that we long for. But today in particular, on this Feast of All Souls, as the church comes together to pray for the faithful departed, I think that that in particular is the call of this feast to remember. To remember our loved ones, to remember parents and grandparents and family and friends, all those that we have known and loved. And in knowing them and loving them, here we come together to remember and to pray for them, simply because there's really nothing else we can do but to pray for them. It's a particularly important feast, and I think one over the last few years that has become more and more important to me. At this point in my priesthood, I've celebrated over 16 years. I've celebrated hundreds of funerals. Hundreds. And many of those names are read out every day as the church pauses every single day to pray for those who have died and to pray for those who have gone before us. It is one of the central ministries of the church, I think, something we do as often as we do anything else, is to pray for our beloved dead, simply because out of love for them, that is the way in which we manifest that love and care and concern. The encounter with death and the experience of death, and as we come to this particular place on this day, I think it finds us in a variety of emotions. I do believe there's a certain sense of gratitude in this day. I think back to my grandmother who prayed multiple rosaries a day. And then when she said that she was praying for you, you knew that was backed up by hundreds of beads. I remember this day, many of my family and loved ones, people I've worked with, people that I've worshiped with, who have taught me so much about goodness and grace and life and hope. And I'm grateful for that gift. I think we gather this evening in the midst of that also, though, with a deep sense of sadness. Because no matter what our faith, the fact is there's a chasm, there's an opening in our heart were a life that touched us and embraced us, a life that was truly physically present to us, is no more. And that wound and that opening and that emptiness is never really healed, simply because nobody can replace that person in our life. Nobody can replace the particular way in which we encounter love and goodness and sometimes pain in the relationships that filled our lives. My brothers and sisters, our lives are simply defined by the many ways that we have been loved and that we have tried to love in return. I think today is a day in which the ultimate questions of all humanity, and we are not excused from that, the ultimate questions of all humanity sit on our hearts. The whys. Why is it that we encounter this experience of suffering and separation? Why is it that God chooses some late in life and God chooses others when they are young? We struggle with the questions of death and the questions that stand before us. And all we really have as a Christian people in that, in our faith, is to come here and to pray. To pray for ourselves, to pray for our loved ones who have gone before us. And I think it's really important that we do this. And I think the church recognizes that importance. There's really nothing that outranks this day. This day, the church always stops, no matter what else, always stops to pray and to remember. And it's important that we do this because it stands to us as a reminder that in the midst of all the other things that we spend our life on and that we run after, what truly defines us and what is truly important are the relationships that surround us, even those that are so brief that we have no tangible way to hold on. Life touches us, and the lives of others fill us, and the lives of others help us to know what love is, and in knowing what love is, to know who God is. I think the other reason that we need to do this is because our prayer is a tangible expression of charity. So much of the other things that we do surrounding our loved ones as we try to remember aren't really for them, they're for us. All the monuments, all the pictures, all the things that we do are often there to bring us consolation, but prayer is for them. For them, because it's the only thing we have. And to hold one intimately in our prayer, in that space between ourselves and God, is to hold them closer than we can anywhere else in our lives, even when they were here, tangibly with us. And the last reason that I think it's really important that we do this, that we pray, is because it states, it's an affirmation of our faith. That the bonds that united us in this life are not broken by death. That in our baptism, we are bound to one another and those we love in a way that is far deeper than anything we ever know. That those bonds are never broken by the experience of death, however deep that wound is. God has the final word. And in God, life is changed, not ended. And in God, we have hope in the life of our loved ones, but also in the life He offers us so that we may know and recognize and see those we love as we look at our God face to face. We come here as a people in mourning and in sadness. But we also come as a people called to faith. Called to faith in the love that embraces our loved ones, in the love that calls them to eternal life, and in the love that ultimately brings all of us home. Amen.